Happy Wednesday, everyone. Oh my goodness. I can't believe how fast these weeks are going by. Like, the kids are in school. It's like the second week. Amari and I have fallen into like a really good routine, and I kind of like it. So that's why I'm kind of afraid of going back to work at Boatyard. Like, I like putting her to bed. Like, I wake up kind of naturally around 6:45, even though I do not want to get up. But I'm already in bed when I put her to bed, and we go to sleep. We're typically, I want her to sleep by 8:30, but like last night it was probably closer to 9 by the time she fell asleep, because she did not want to sleep yesterday. But yeah, so then I'm going to sleep earlier, and it helps. Except tonight I work at New Bay, which kind of means like a longer night. And guys, Boyer's been closed for like now, like what, 7 weeks or so. It's definitely been what, over a month. And this is only my second shift at New Bay on the floor. Thankfully, Roxanna's there, because otherwise I would probably shoot myself. Mostly because I don't really know the girls and don't feel like I connect with them that well yet. But they are really nice. Let's see what happened so far. Okay, so my first podcast ever was about the book It Ends With Us, right? And finally they made it into a movie, and I was so excited. Like, the date was pushed back because originally it was supposed to come out in like February, and then I don't know what happened, the release date got pushed back and it came out at the beginning of this month. I still haven't been able to watch it, mostly because of like my schedule and when I can go, since I'm not really working that much. I do feel guilty about leaving Mari. That's a whole nother topic, but I haven't been able to watch it. Okay, so far there's so much going on with Blake Lively and all this like controversy about how she's just promoting her like new hairline, and she's not really like touching on the topic of domestic violence and all that stuff. And I'm sorry, I honestly feel like if you personally didn't go through domestic violence, I don't feel like you have much to share, because everyone would be like, well, why don't you get out, or things like that. And like, you don't know until you're in that situation. So maybe that's why she's not commenting a lot. But I've seen some of her like clips of like her interviews and stuff, and it does not paint her in the best light, like at all. As opposed to like, you see some of Justin's, and he's very much like talking about it. Like, it's heavy on domestic violence. And like, I saw like the one that he said, like, oh, we always blame the girl, like, why don't you get out, or blah, blah, blah. But it's like, okay, what about the men? Like, why do you do this? Like, that, like, that's not okay. Like, why do the men do these things? Like, maybe that should be like the question, not like for the woman, like, why do we get out, or anything like that. But anyways, like, he does try to talk about it and realize it's a very heavy topic. And he doesn't, like, just, like, glass over it. So, I guess that's where that's going on. I don't know. I don't want to hate Blake. I would love her. She's, like, the queen of the Met. And, like, I want to love her and stay loving her. Ugh. Sucks. I am still, like, kind of excited to watch it. But at this point, I might wait until it comes out and I can either rent it or buy it on whatever streaming services. Because I am taking a while and I don't know when I'll be able to go see it. And also, for a girl who has 3 jobs, I am barely working these days. I need to stop that. I need money. Unless, like, I can start selling my feet pictures online. Which I did look into it, I won't lie. But it does seem kind of like a scam. So that's, like, a whole nother issue or topic. Which brings me back to, like, this whole, like, Amari thing. It's getting pretty bad, guys. Like, I can't be like, hey, I'm gonna leave you with daddy or grandma so like I can go have fun, when I know that she just wants to be with me and like she wants to sleep with me and all this other stuff. So it's like really hard right now, guys. I don't know if it's like my own personal guilt or, but I start to feel anxious. I feel like the only way that it's kind of acceptable that I'm not with her is when I'm at work, because you know, a girl's gotta work. But it feels so bad. Like, I don't know what it is. And, like, I thought that when she got a little bit older, like, I would be better about this. But I feel like I'm regressing. I don't know if it's because of the fact that I'm spending so much time with her that it's getting harder to leave her. But I do enjoy that she's at school. But then I do want her, like, as soon as I pick her up, I want to be the one to, like, We talk about like what happened during the day. You know, we go get snacks. We hang out. We'll do something really quick. And then I'm the one who does like, you know, her whole like dinner and nighttime routine. And I really do like that. So at this point, I'm like, I need to find a job that I make just as much, if not more. And I only work when she's at school from Monday to Friday from 9 to 2 because I am the one who picks her up. Unless I make enough and she can stay for aftercare, then that's like a whole nother topic. Or like, I would love that too because, hey, you know, that works out. But yeah. All right. So on the social media gossip, I just finished. So Monday night aired the reunion of Love Island. This was my first season ever watching Love Island. So I didn't have much expectation except for the fact that I was going to watch it because Ariana was on it. And I'm a, you know, Vanderpump Rules girly since apparently started last year because I'm late to these reality show bandwagons apparently. And this was like supposed to be one of the best seasons. And it was, as they say, not Love Island, but Friendship Island, because I do feel like a lot of them did form really good like friendships and bonds that way. As far as the romantic bonds, I mean, Kendall and Nicole, like, they kind of gave me the ick when, I don't know, something about Nicole's face, maybe it's like the work she has done on her face or what, but it doesn't seem genuine to me. And then Kendall said he loved her and she couldn't say it back, which, don't get me wrong, I'm really not a girl to do like the whole love thing, not even to my friends. And a lot of them can like say it takes me a while to say it. I don't know, it just weirds me out. I'm not that emotional, even though I'm super emotional. But they don't, I don't know, something about it just didn't seem genuine. You could see that she was super competitive and that maybe she did all this just because she wanted to win. And at the end, Serena Cordell won, which, again, I love them. They understand each other. They're quirky and all this other stuff. But, like, Serena put Cordell through the ringer. I'm sorry. Like I said before and previously, she could be such a slow burn. But she, I don't know, to me, it just felt like she was waiting for someone else to walk in the villa and kind of, like, swoop her away. And that never really happened. So, we're waiting for that. And all right, so then we saw the reunion, and then Nicole was saying how, like, Kendall lied to her, and she, you know, she was taking some time and all that sort of stuff, but she said how they're still together. But then the next day, they posted on their social media how they're not together, and Kendall broke it off with her. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I would have been broken it off. You're not communicating. What do you mean that he's trying to call you and text you and you're not answering? Like, I get it, you need space, but you guys don't even live near each other. How much space can you give this person? Like, a text throughout the day to know the person's okay. Like, hey, I'm thinking about you. Like, how are you doing? What's on your mind? Like, yeah, maybe you don't have to go in depth of, like, everything. But, like, you can't just ignore a person. I don't know. To me, that's super triggering. Like, you cannot just, it's not healthy to ignore a person. Especially because you don't know, then now you're leaving all this open space for them to think other things, for them to feel other things. And they don't know where your headspace is at. So that's that with Love Island. Before I even forget, so I finally got like thread on Instagram, and someone was like, oh, let's do like a Love Island, like kind of like a group chat on Instagram to, you know, talk about it during the reunion. I actually joined it, something that I would normally not do. And it was so fun to hear like what other people thought, like what their perspective was and all that stuff while they're watching it, while I'm watching it. It's like a little reunion party, but not having to leave the comfort of my bed, which was nice. Oh, let's see what else is going on. I'm rewatching Gossip Girl, guys. I saw that when I was like freshman and sophomore in college. I'm pretty sure that's when I saw it. I don't know. I wasn't over 22 at the time. Wasn't over like 22. And watching it back then, I was like, oh my god, their lives are so glamorous, whatever. Like, I didn't grasp. Now watching it now as a 35-year-old, they definitely do more in a day than I do with all their scheming and plotting. Like, when do they sleep? But I gotta say, I love a good scheme as the next girl. Do not cross me. I've had this thing that's stuck in my head thanks to, like, my American history teacher in high school. You don't get even. You always get more than even. And it sucks, but that's like how my mentality thing. So when someone screws me over, it's what I go towards, or I don't know, like I want to get back at you. And I think of like the worst things possible. Like, I don't think about like stupid petty things. I'm like, what do you love the most and how can I hurt that? And it's, I don't know why I'm like that. Like, ugh, it's, I don't know, it's pretty bad. And I guess like some people here can like vouch for that. Not vouch, I don't even know. I guess like when my crazy self comes out, luckily she's been pretty dormant and asleep for quite some time. She doesn't have to come out. But yeah, so then, okay, so now this whole I'm Chuck Bass thing, that was should have been my cue on how I love these like toxic, morally gray men from the sun. Because, well, I don't know, back then I was obsessed with Nathan Scott too, and he's like so good. Ugh, I don't know, but I would take Nathan Scott over Chuck Bass any day. But the way that I fell for this man, or at the moment he was like a boy, and you can tell like how he like progresses and his style changes and he starts to dress better and he gets like more into power. But something about him, you just gotta love. You gotta love him. He's crazy, ka-choo. But when he loves deeply too. Anyways, what else is going on? Now I have to read because I'm behind on all my books. I actually picked up a shift at the federal, which I'm kind of nervous about. I don't even remember table numbers, honestly. I think I probably should brush up on my menu knowledge and see if I remember everything. I'm trying to think what else is going on because, like I said, Gossip Girl kind of consumed me. I do let it happen quite often. But yeah, that's all that's been going on. Oh, except for the fact that I am back on my fitness grind, I guess. So I stopped drinking Dr. Pepper a little bit before we closed at Boatyard, and I dropped like 10 pounds. And since then, I've only been able to drop like another 5. And I know it's going to be very hard because I'm not physically going to the gym. I'm doing like home workouts. And it's a little harder because I am a bigger girl. But I want to be like those like girls that you can tell they work out. Like their muscles are kind of like there, like the outline, but they don't look like super bulky. Not bulky because it's not, they don't look jacked. That's the only way I can, like, describe that. Like, you know, but I do want to look like I do work out and prioritize my fitness. But damn, do I love drinking soda and eating Nutella. Been so good about not buying the Uncrustables with the Nutella. Or even, like, buying it for the house and just dipping my apple in it, which is all I keep thinking about doing. But I know it's like they say, abs are made in the kitchen. Even though I don't want abs, but I do want a flat stomach. I don't know. Well, anyways, guys, that is my Wednesday update, and I guess I'll see you guys next Wednesday. Have a happy week, guys.